This morning, we discussed about why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Does everybody remember that? What is the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming? Okay, I'll put it a little more extensively. Why did Krishna come as a devotee? You remember? What is specialty about Krishna's coming this time? Huh? This is, what time is it in a... Okay, how many times Krishna comes? Very good. I heard only from here. This side there was no answer. Huh? Okay, some answer mil gaya. Once in a day of Brahma. Sab maan liya? Huh? Acha. How many hours there is in Brahma's day? According to Brahma's calculation, it's actually 24 hours. But according to our calculation, okay, let's put it this way. An ant, what is the ant's duration of life? Maybe a few days. Now, in that few days, the ant is getting his childhood, youth, old age, everything. Right? So what is ants say, an ant's duration of life is 1 week. Now, if you tell an ant the duration of a human being, what will the ant think? Oh, Baba, how is it possible? How is it possible? So ants, 54 weeks make a year, and 100 years. So 54,000, 5,400 week is a human being's life. So for an ant, don't it be very, very long? Okay, what about a microbe? A microbe lives only for a few seconds or a few minutes maybe. So this is how you can see how that concept of time differs. So according to our calculation, Brahma's life is 1,000 chaturjuga a day multiplied by 365 multiplied by 100. That is the duration of Brahma's life. And in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes only once. When? That we discuss, Vaivarshata Manvantara, 7th Manu, 28th Chaturyuga, Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes. And what's so specialty about Krishna and other incarnations? What's the difference? Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And incarnations are Krishna's parts and parcels. Generally, the understanding of God resides in Vaikuntha. But Krishna resides in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is the place where Krishna has a very special relationship with his devotees, especially in friendship, parental and conjugal. That is not available in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, no one is Narayan's friend. In Vaikuntha, no one is Narayan's father and mother. In Vaikuntha, Narayan doesn't have a girlfriend. Lakshmi Devi is there, but Lakshmi Devi is also serving in the mood of servitorship. So the point is, in Vaikuntha, friendship, parental and conjugal, these three relationships are not available. But these relationships are available only in Vrindavan. There Krishna has friends. As I mentioned, how friends treat with Krishna? Does Krishna's friend say, Krishna, you are Swayam Bhagavan, Mera Dandavat Pranam? No, their attitude is, hey Krishna, you may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? What really matters is you are my friend. Bas, tum aye chahe Bhagavan ho ya na ho, koi baat nahi. Lekin tum mere sakha ho. Similarly, the mother and father is thinking that Krishna, you are my child. They are not treating Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the gopis are not treating Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as their very, very dear object of love. So that is the specialty of Vrindavan. Now, you see the difference? That understanding of God is not available. Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee to teach us, to show us, to remind us that that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the reason why Krishna came as a devotee. Now, let us see. Although he is acting as a devotee, he cannot hide his identity. Sometimes he is becoming exposed. His identity is being exposed. Okay, Krishna is a little child. He's crawling. And he crawls around in the courtyard. Like the little children, when they start to walk on four legs, two hands and two legs, they crawl. Krishna is crawling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, is crawling. And his mother is in the kitchen cooking. And all of a sudden, she came out to go to collect something maybe from some other room. And then she saw baby Nimai is with a snake, a huge snake. And the snake has coiled around his body. And Nimai is happily lying on his on that snake, and sometimes he is patting the snake. But can you imagine the mother's condition? What mother? Anybody who sees a child in that condition, what will happen? Sachi Mata just shrieked, cried out loudly. So everyone came out running. And all of they saw that Nimai is in the coil of a huge snake. Now in a situation, what can you do? Can you go try to do something? You're afraid that maybe then the snake will bite the child. So all they could do is just started to call out, Garuda, Garuda. Because snakes are afraid of Garuda. And so when the snake saw that everyone became afraid, he just left the boy and went away. Can you imagine? Can you guess who is this snake? Right. Anantashesh. He came to play with his master, Krishna. Okay, now Nimai has grown up a little more. He's about 4 years old. And one day a Brahmana was invited in the house of Jagannath Mishra. It's a culture, those days it used to be a culture, that when the Brahmanas used to travel from place to place. And other brahmanas used to invite them, please come be my guest. And they used to travel on foot. Some days they got some food to eat, some days they didn't get any food. So that was the like a brahmanas, and they used to go from places of pilgrimage to pilgrimage. So one brahmana came to Navadvip and Jagannath Mishra invited him. Please be my guest today. And those brahmanas were so strict that they would not eat the food cooked by even other brahmanas. They would cook themselves. And then they would offer to their worshipable deity. Often they carried their shaligram shila. So the brahmana cooked the food. And when he was offering the food, requesting the Lord to come and take the food, then Nimai came, started to eat. And when he opened his eyes, he found that Nimai eating the food. And he shouted, he called out, "Look, he spoiled my offering." So Jagannath Mishra came and saw what happened, and he was very, very angry. "Nimai, you have become impossible, you have become so naughty. You have spoiled this brahmana's offering." Then the brahmana said, "Don't, he's just a child, what's the point in this chastising him?" So Jagannath Mishra said, "Please cook again." The brahmana said, "Look, I cooked and couldn't. Many a days I don't get any food to eat. So it's all right, you know. My offering has been spoiled. So give me some fruits." But Jagannath Mishra insisted that, "Please cook again." So the brahmana cooked again. And again when he was offering, little Nimai came, started to eat. Again the brahmana cried out, "See, he spoiled my food again, he spoiled my offering again." So this time Jagannath Mishra naturally was very, very upset. But again brahmana and others said, "You know, what to do, you know, this boy has become very naughty, so what can be done?" So, but you know, by chastising, by punishing him, what will you gain? He is a little child. So then Jagannath Mishra asked, he said, "Look," the brahmana said, "Look, I cooked twice and my offering has been spoiled. So it seems that the Lord doesn't want me to eat anything today. So I would rather fast." So at that time, Vishwaroop, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, came. He used to spend time in the house of Advaita Acharya, consulting scriptures with other scholars. So quite late at night he came. And so when Vishwaroop requested, please eat something, and brahmana was struck with wonder seeing his beauty, as if there was effulgence coming out of his body, so handsome. And so when Vishwaroop requested, "Please cook again, because if a guest fasts in the house, it brings inauspiciousness in the house of the householder." So on his request, he cooked again. But this time they didn't want to take any chance. They took Nimai in the house of Chandrasekhar. Sachimata's sister's house. And not only that, the ladies were surrounding Nimai. The door was locked from outside, and Jagannath Mishra was sitting there. It's quite late at night. Everyone fell asleep. the Brahmana is offering. Again, Nimai came. Little Nimai. And when he was about to cry out, Nimai said, "What kind of a person you are? You asked me to come and take your offering that you have made, and when I take it, then you say, 'Oh, he spoiled everything. So this Brahman was the worshipper of Bal Gopal. And from that time, he was a traveling Taithik Brahman. A person who travels from a place of pilgrimage to another pilgrimage. Tirtha. One Tirtha to another Tirtha. They used to travel. But from then onwards, he stopped traveling. He settled down in Navadvip. And every morning he used to come and have darshan of little Nimai. Did he get to hear something? Did he understand something about his identity, who he is? Okay, now Nimai is grown up. He is about 16 years old. And he is known as a scholar, Nimai Pandit. And he has a school where he teaches to a group of students. At that time, one great scholar came from Kashmir. His name was Keshav Bhattacharya. But because he came from Kashmir, he was also known as Keshav Kashmiri. So he started from Kashmir and traveled throughout India and defeated all scholars. All the prominent scholars, he defeated all of them. The last place to conquer. See, from north, he went to south, he went to west, he went to south, he came to east, and now he came to Navadvip. And if he can defeat the scholars of Navadvip, he'll get the title as Sarvabhauma, the supreme monarch of the assembly of scholars, the most exalted scholar. And hearing that he is coming, the pandits from Navadvip started to run away under various pretexts. And those who stayed there, they didn't want to come out. Because they're afraid that they'll be defeated by him and it'll be very, very embarrassing. Brahmana Keshav Kashmiri is waiting for his Brahmanas to come, the scholars to come, so that he could defeat all of them. And then one day, one evening, he was walking on the bank of the Ganges. And there he saw one very handsome 16-year-old boy surrounded by students, and he is teaching them something. So out of curiosity he went to them. "So, what are you teaching?" "Well, I'm teaching them just grammar." So in Sanskrit, grammar is the first course. The first thing you learn is grammar. So then he said, "Oh, very good. So, what's your name?" "My name is Nimai. My father is Jagannath Mishra." "Oh, so you are that Nimai Pandit?" He said, "Well, people out of affection call me Pandit. But you see, I'm just an ordinary person." "So anyway, see the extent of your knowledge?" So he said that, "See, I have the good fortune to meet such an exalted person like you. So let me take advantage of meeting you. So let me hear something from you." So, what do you want to hear? Very proudly. This person was naturally very proud. What do you want to hear? Well, this Ganga is flowing. Please say something in glorification of Ganga. And Keshav Kashmiri, right there, he composed 100 shlokas glorifying Ganga. And it has been described with the speed and rhythm that Ganga was flowing, in the same speed and rhythm he recited one after another poetry, another shloka. So then he asked, so how did you like it? It was nice, undoubtedly it's very nice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. It has, all your compositions has many alankars, many ornaments, and a few defects. Otherwise, very nice. Defect? In my composition, there is no defect. And this way he just chastised Nimahi. Who are you? Just a grammar, teaching grammar? What do you understand of poetry that you are going to find defects or mistakes in my composition? Then Nimahi silently heard. Then he said, what defect did you see? Then Nimai point out, recited one verse, which is saying, Mahattam Gangaya Satatam Idam Avahati. So, and he asked, how did you, I recited the poems one after another, shlokas one after another. How did you manage to remember this one? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just like somebody by the mercy of the Lord becomes a kabivar, a great poet, somebody also becomes a shrutidhar. That means whatever he hears, he remembers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that these four lines, this verse, has six alankars, six qualities, six ornaments, and six defects. And he pointed out one after another defects. Most of the defects are actually poetic defects. Just to give you an idea, like what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, that he at one time, describing Ganga, said, Bhavani Bharta. Describing Lord Shiva, that Ganga, that Lord Shiva is holding Ganga on his head. And while describing Lord Shiva, he said, Bhavani Bharta. Bharta means husband. Husband of Bhavani. Bhavani means Durga. Now, the word Bhavani comes from Bhava's wife is Bhavani. So this means that Bhavani has another husband other than Bhava. Bhava's wife is Bhavani, her husband, Bharta. So, literally, it would mean Bhava's wife's husband. So, Keshav Kashmiri was devastated. Never, ever he had been defeated by anyone. And now he has been defeated by a 16-year-old young boy. The students there started to laugh. And but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, oh, no, don't do that. A respectable person must be respected. He's a great scholar. So even if there is some mistake in his composition, even though he may have been defeated by Dershanvi, Dershanvi laugh, one should laugh at him. So Keshav Kashmiri, as you can well imagine, his dream is now completely shattered. He defeated everyone all over India. Now he came to Navadvip and here he got defeated by a 14-year-old, 16-year-old boy. Actually, Keshav Kashmiri had the blessings of Saraswati, that she would reside in his tongue. That is, whatever he would say, whatever he would speak, would be coming from Saraswati. So he went home and went to his residence and started to cry, appealing to Saraswati, "You had to embarrass me in this way, made me defeat me, just a little boy." Then Saraswati appeared to her and said, "Keshav, today your learning has been perfected. The person who defeated you is none other than my Lord and Master, Sri Krishna." So this is how we can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity, although he came as a devotee, although he's hiding his identity, but his identity is being revealed. So I told you that I'll sing one song, so we have a few minutes. Maybe get the harmonium. Is it here? Or you have to get it from upstairs?